My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 a.m. I bring you the best guests in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's health. The shows stream live at 8 a.m. and for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are now podcast daily for on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer, now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They're located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith Shopping Center. Go in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, the most knowledgeable staff, the highest quality products, and amazing prices. The hours of the store are Monday through Friday 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I'm looking forward to talking with all of you soon. Stay healthy.
Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy radio show. I thank you all for taking the time out of your day to stop by, tune in, and walk away with information vital to your good health. Learning the ins and outs about health and nutrition has become extremely important. And probably more than any other time, we need to be aware of what we are doing and aware of our environment around us, the food we're eating, the way that we actually treat our bodies, because we are now starting to experience things happening at a much younger age, and most of it at our own hands, our own choices, and our own lifestyle directions that we're following. So being a little bit more aware, asking questions, doing some research along the way, and hopefully choosing people that can give you up-to-date, relevant information. You know, it's more important than you know. It's really priceless having this information at your fingertips, because many times you may be made aware of complements and alternatives and some different choices that you may not have known about. And sometimes you may be locked into, you know, putting your eggs all in one basket, if you will, you know, and maybe not knowing that there are other protocols that could be utilized that may be as or more effective, and in many cases, more healthy. So every day here on the show, Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning, I bring you the best guest in the industry, as well as talking about the relevant topics for today's world, the things we need to talk about, the things we should be talking about, and in many instances, you know, the things we just don't talk enough about. Of course, I send you to Stay Healthy Health Food Store because it makes good sense. Not only is Stay Healthy Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer in their fourth decade in the Valley, but it is the place to go for the most up-to-date, relevant information and brought to you by the most knowledgeable staff with the best customer service, great education, information every single day, and all of it wrapped up in a full-service environment. You know, the days when you used to go somewhere and be welcomed in a store and be not taken for granted and you actually were helped out and your questions were answered, well, that's Stay Healthy. As well as being a fully stock store full of the best products from the best companies that think of us, the consumer, first. That means integrity and quality and formulations that are consistent every time you pick them up. Stay Healthy. Don't forget to look at their webpage. You're going to find it to be, you know, very, very interesting. They've done a lot of work on their new webpage. And you can print a coupon to use on your next visit. You can enter your email address for future newsletters. You can do research and do some background information right there. You can even listen to podcasts from the radio show right on their webpage. It's stayhealthylasvegas.com. And of course, a thumbs up on Facebook will keep you connected to their page every single day for their great posts that are comical, they're humorous, they're enlightening, they're teaching, if you will, and sometimes reminding of things we used to know but we might have forgot along the way because we've got too much on our plate. And a new service they have, you can email your order into Stay Healthy. It'll be ready when you get there. Use this email address, contact us at StayHealthyLasVegas.com. Contact us at StayHealthyLasVegas.com. Well, today we're going to be talking with Jay Levy. I think that it is just a great time when Jay is here with us because not only does he bring great information, but he's just fun to talk to. And you walk away and you think to yourself, I didn't know that. And that's the best show is when you have fun listening and you walk away and you've learned something. Let me give you a little background if it's your first time and you have not had the distinct pleasure of listening to Jay in the past. Jay is the director of sales at Wakanaga of America in Mission Viejo, California. He is highly educated in the nutritional arena, has been in the industry for more than 30 years. years. During this time, he was the Southwest Regional Sales Manager working in Texas way back in 1989 to 1992. And then he was transferred to California as Western Division Sales Manager till the end of 1995. In early 96, he was promoted to National Sales Manager. And then in 2003, once again, promoted to Director of Sales, a position of which he currently holds. Jay is well known for his humorous and captivating talks with health food groups, consumers, and retailers. He has extensive experience in training health food store employees on the technical aspects as well as all the benefits of Kyolic aged garlic extract. He has also spoken at several international sales meetings in California and abroad, as well as appeared on live television and conducted live radio broadcast, and we get the pleasure of having him here every single month. Help me welcome my guest and my friend. Hey, Jay.
Hey, Jeffrey. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing well. Thank you. It's a beautiful day, and glad to be here.
You know, I got to tell you, I cannot believe it's that time again. You know, I was talking to somebody yesterday, and they said, Expo is right around the corner. And I said, I don't even know where the last year went. It was so fast.
Just seems to go faster and faster, and we're 2 weeks away from Expo now.
You know, I think the great thing that people ask me what I take away from the show every year, and I said, well, I get to see all my friends and all my peers, which is wonderful. I get to talk to people and answer questions. I always learn some new things. I get to see the new trends in the industry because these are the things I'm going to be talking about for the next year. And, you know, you get to see the updates on what's better and what has been made more bioavailable and new strategies for helping people get a better result from their nutrition. I mean, it's a lot to take in. It is mentally and physically exhausting, not just for us there talking to, you know, hundreds and thousands of people. But the thing is, it's also hard when you're there trying to take in and strategically hit all the booths that you want to hit, because we are spread out all over. And it's really not a one-day thing. You need every day to be able to catch as much as you can.
Yeah, no, it's the world's largest natural foods event. So, I mean, it's world-renowned. We have, you know, distribution in about 50 countries worldwide, and every year, you know, about 20 of our guests from around the world come to Southern California so we can get together and also to attend the Expo.
You know, and somebody was asking me how it's changed, and I think it's probably, and I always say the same thing, I think it's changed more because we have more technology, and we have more interest, and we have more necessity of actually learning as much as we can to be as healthy. You know, back in the very beginning, I've been to every single one. This is, I think, my 39th. And at the very beginning, it was a lot of tables and very much, we had laughed about this the other day, very tie-dye and patchouli. And, you know, it was a different attitude, lots of greens. And, you know, it was just, it was a very small room. It wasn't a big, overly jam-packed room. And to see it today, it's just, it's amazing that I'm in an industry that I love so much, but I also have been able to see so many changes in 40 years.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the thing that I really notice about Expo is just the food. I mean, there's so much food, and the thing about the food, you know, to me, it's a bit crossover whether the food you can find everywhere, whereas supplements, you still basically have to go to a natural food store, you know, to see and find out what's going on.
You know, someone asked me the other day, and we were talking about their nutritional program. I was on a plane, and I was, you know me, can't keep my mouth shut. I have to make up conversation with somebody, anybody that'll listen to me, I guess. And we were talking about supplements, and she pulled out of her purse this little list of what she was using. And she had her multiple vitamin that I knew the brand, and the vitamin C that I knew the brand. And underneath it, you know, where she lists everything, she say multiple vitamin and then the brand. But when it got to the middle, she just said Kyolic. And I thought that was good. She didn't say garlic and Kyolic. She just said Kyolic. And I said, you use Kyolic? She says, forever. I said, how come you don't go garlic and Kyolic? She goes, because it's the only one that I would ever consider.
Yeah, and I thought that's interesting. You know, I actually hear that a lot, Jeffrey, and from health food store owners. And they say, you know, when people come in, they ask specifically by name for Kyolic, when people are shopping for vitamin C, they'll just ask for vitamin C. They won't ask for a particular brand. But you're right. Kyolic's one of those brands that people know and trust.
You know, I was chatting with a friend the other day, and he listens to our show, and he's been using Kyolic, you know, for quite a while now. And, you know, he had gotten away from it, and then he caught one of my shows one day, and it was a friendly reminder because he had went and bought at Stay Healthy his Kyolic that day because we reminded him. He said, I threw the empty bottle away, and he goes, Jeff, I just forgot. He goes, because there wasn't an empty bottle there to remind me. And he goes, you know how we go. We get so much in our mind. And he said, I actually did that with my vitamin C, too. So I actually, you know, got myself going again. He said, if you get time, would you ask Jay to talk about how the process of the garlic, where they pick the garlic until they get it into the bottle? Because I think that would be interesting. And maybe somebody else would enjoy it as much as I would.
Yeah, it is. It is a fascinating process, Jeffrey. And, you know, what people don't really realize is a bottle of Kyolic aged garlic extract that you see on the health food store shelf, it actually took more than 2 years to get there. So we have our own garlic fields here in Southern California. They're organic garlic fields, a little spot in the Central Valley, beautiful area. And we've been cultivating there for, 30 years or so, at least, if not more. So we organically grow the garlic. We bring it to Southern California to our manufacturing facility where we clean it, chop it up. And when we chop it up, we put it in these 2-ton stainless steel aging tanks with a little water and a little ethanol alcohol. And this organic garlic sits in this solution for up to 20 months. Mm. And in that 20-month process, a bioconversion happens where all the harsh chemical compounds in garlic, which they're the ones that are responsible for the odor, for the harsh irritative effect, the burning of the mucosa, the lining of the throat and stomach, and all those negative side effects through this natural aging process are converted to safe and stable water-soluble compounds. And what's so interesting about this aging process, it's a natural process. And if you can just to create a mental picture, if you age soybeans, you get tofu or miso. If you age cabbage, you get sauerkraut. If you age grapes, you get wine. If you age milk, you get cheese, cottage cheese. Just to create a mental picture, it's not a bacterial process, so it's not a fermentation process. It is merely an aging process. But what's so interesting about the aging process is there are water-soluble sulfhydryl compounds that are formed in this aging process that you cannot get from any other form of garlic. You can't get from fresh raw garlic, you can't get from garlic powder, you can't get from garlic oil. You can only get them from aged garlic extract. So once again, that process right there, from cultivation to the aging process, then to put inside a bottle, is over a 2-year process. And I can't say there's another product in the industry that you know takes that long to prepare.
Wow. Well, you know, the thing is, it's an intricate process, but it obviously has been working for a very long time. And do you have facilities in Asia that actually create there, or is everything actually made here?
Our parent company, the company that owns this, Wakanaga Pharmaceutical, they're in Japan, and they've been there for 65 years, and they grow garlic in Japan, Hokkaido, which is the northernmost island. It's a volcanic island, rich in sulfur compounds, selenium, germanium, things that give garlic its nutrient benefits. And they do the exact same process. They just happen to do it in Japan, and we do it here.
Okay. You know, I think that's great, you know, and I want to be able to share this with people. So if anybody asks, I'll tell them to listen to this podcast, because I think that was a really, really good explanation. You know, I get asked a lot of questions, you know, by Kyolic, and people really enjoy listening to you because I think you make it very understandable and it's not confusing. And I think it doesn't have to be confusing. It just needs to be enlightening and teaching. And I think some of us have a tendency sometimes to think that the more overwhelming it is, the more important it is. And, you know, somebody said the other day, he said, you know, your guests are very explanatory and they keep it easy to understand. I said, there's no reason to overwhelm, because, you know, you're just going to turn the station. You're not going to listen. And if you don't walk away learning something, then it was all the good stuff was lost.
Yeah. Well, I think that comes to everyday lifestyle and our True. Dietary habits. You know, if you know, a person thinks that changing their lifestyle, you know, to eating healthier is too difficult, then they give up quicker. Whereas if you just make it as simple as possible, you know, people have a tendency, like you just said, to listen, to understand, and to stick to it.
Mm-hmm. You know, and how would you answer this? And I know it comes down to the individual person making a choice. Because I have a friend that she uses the liquid drops. You know, she uses them for different things. She puts them in her smoothie, in her yogurt, and then she puts them in her ear for ear infections like me. But then when she travels, she takes the capsules. And, I mean, it was just an interesting question that she asked me. She said, does my body react differently to one or the other? Or does my body just say, ooh, garlic?
Yeah, well, when you know, we do get that question a lot. And, you know, we now have over 850 peer-reviewed published papers on the efficacy of aged garlic extract. And these are done at major universities, hospitals, clinics throughout the world. And what we found through doing the research, we've done the research with the liquid aged garlic extract. We've done it with the powdered extract. We've done it capsules, tablets. We've done it with every form you could possibly do it with. And the benefits are the same. So to say that one is better than the other, you know, it's really, statistically speaking, They're all the same. I would say, like you mentioned earlier, it's probably just personal preference. You know, I mean, in a liquid format, it probably assimilates a little quicker. Probably you still have to digest it. You still have to break it down, but it's probably gets into the system a little bit quicker. Probably a little more bioavailable. So that is something to keep in mind. But I know most people, you know, in this day and age, they want convenience, and it's just easier, you know, to open a bottle and swallow a couple capsules than it is to, you know, put the liquid in your juice or your smoothie or squirt it down your throat or make a capsule, however you want to do it.
You know, someone asked me the other day, it was a couple weeks ago, and this is an interesting question, and I wanted to save this one for today. They said, you know, with the aging process that Kyolic does and then the smell dissipating and going away, you would really think that you really don't need to have the smell in the plant. And the way that I answered it was, I said, well, the smell in garlic is basically a terpene. It is a smell that's put out, but it also is a protector mechanism for the plant. You know, the plants put out smells and they put out odors to protect themselves against insects and rodents and things that are out there. So they do serve a purpose, I said, but during the aging process, that it does go away because we don't have to have the smell to get the benefit.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, you were talking about it's important to make these explanations understandable and simple. And the reality is the chemistry of the plant garlic is actually not very simple. There are thousands of oil and water-soluble sulfur compounds in the garlic bulb, and there are so many of them that they have not all been isolated and identified. And, you know, we've got the world's largest garlic research facility and are doing it constantly, and we're finding and isolating compounds and trying to see how they work and what they do. Now, we understand that, you know, this is natural medicine. We're not trying to isolate a compound like the pharmaceutical industry does and patent it and use it. We know it's a natural process, but we still want to understand it. And once again, it's been around for thousands of years. It's the oldest medicinal plant used by man. So there's thousands of years of usage, empirical evidence, and safety information.
This is interesting. This just came in. It says, hey, Jeff, as you guys were talking, I'm getting my vitamins ready, and I found a bottle of Kyolic garlic in the corner of my shelf in the back. I am sorry to say I just stopped taking it and don't know why. It expired about a month ago. Is it still okay to use?
Yeah. Well, you know, I don't know what formula it is and what other nutrients happen to be in the formula. The aged garlic extract itself, no problem. Would have no problem. What I'm not sure of is, you know, more than likely the other vitamins, minerals that are in there, other nutrients, you know, they're probably they don't go bad. They won't hurt you. They're just probably not quite as potent. But should be no problem.
She said she came back on. She goes, it's the green formula, the original green formula.
Okay. Yeah. Well, there's you know, no other actives in it except the aged garlic extract. So should be no problem.
That's what I thought too. You know, it is funny because I've done that too, you know, and over the years, I used to take a lot of liquid tinctures years ago, and I'm the first to admit that they were so terrible tasting. Ugh. You know, and I would use them for a while, then I would actually personally push them farther back into the cabinet until they were in a back row, and then I would later say, oh, they expired. Too bad. But I couldn't get by the taste of those. But I found things that I've, you know, set to the side and forgot about. And, you know, most of the time I went ahead and took them anyway, just because I knew I was getting something rather than nothing.
Yeah. Well, what's interesting to me, you know, and I don't know. I mean, maybe garlic is just not exciting enough. Maybe, you know, maybe people just kind of take it for granted, you know, but I see it as a foundational nutrient, you know, just as important as your multiple, mm-hmm. as anything you're taking. I mean, it does so many things for the body and has been used for so long that, you know, to me, it's something that everybody should be taking.
No, I agree with that. It's definitely on my list. And, you know, no matter when I read a program, I put it on there because I think that it's important for people to bring it in for so many different reasons. And, you know, everybody's reasons may be different. But the wonderful thing is it really crosses over into so many different categories. And most people that start using the garlic, they will probably say, you know, I've been using the Kyolic for a couple months and I was using it for this reason and I got really good results, but I also got results in these other areas and it was the only thing that I changed and I didn't go into it looking for that. And I love those.
Yeah. Oh, I agree. You know, I mean, the research right now, we're kind of focusing on cardiovascular risk factors. But the reality is that, you know, it balances your immune system. It detoxifies the liver. Aged garlic extract actually helps the liver to produce glutathione, which glutathione is, you know, probably the body's strongest antioxidant. So, you know, it does so many things that people don't even realize.
I hope you enjoy this. This just came in. I'm laughing because it's funny. It says, my grandmother is very old school. She's also very into herbs and natural things. Over the years, every day she would take a tablespoon of chopped up garlic with olive oil and eat it every single day. Her philosophy was it needed to be strong, it needed to smell, or it wasn't going to work. Well, she finally got to the point where she couldn't use it anymore because the acid in the garlic started upsetting her stomach. So I got her some Kyolic garlic, and she fought me on it for the longest time because she said it can't work if it doesn't smell. So she started using it. She went in for her checkup. Her doctor said her cholesterol was lower than it's ever been. Her blood pressure was so good. Her energy was good, and everything was great on her blood work. So she actually had to say, I was wrong. And she actually surrendered her philosophy that it has to stink to work. That's so funny.
Yeah, you know, I don't like to argue with people about that, but the reality is that the odor, you know, has nothing to do with the benefits of garlic. Like you said, it's nature's pesticide. It keeps bugs from, you know, from messing with the plant. but, you know, once you cut, crush, or slice garlic, that gas is formed, and then it starts changing, and it immediately starts changing. To breaking down to other sulfhydryl compounds to where finally, you know, at some point it stabilizes and stops changing and stops smelling so strong. So, you know, it's really not a bad idea to chop up garlic and let it sit for a little while just so it's not quite so harsh, irritative, pungent, and smelly.
You know, I was flying to the East Coast last week, over a week ago, and I had got up to go to the restroom, and I went to the restroom. I came out, and the flight attendant was standing over in that little cubby there, and he was putting a dropper in his mouth. And I said, "What is that?" And he held up the Kyolic bottle. He goes, "Garlic." He goes, "I'm not taking any chances."
Wow.
So he was putting the dropper. I said, "How much do you do?" He says, "Sometimes 3 droppers per cross-country flight." He said, and I'm not getting sick. He goes, this has been amazing for me. And I just thought it was kind of interesting. Usually you'll see people doing elderberry or you'll see them doing like colloidal silver. But I don't think I've ever been on a plane when somebody was putting a dropper full of the Kyolic liquid garlic in their mouth.
Yeah, no, that is interesting. I haven't seen it either. I, like you, you know, have talked to a few people that took it and knew it. But you know, normally not.
Hmm. We're talking with Jay Levy today. We are talking about Kayala garlic. Of course, the full line of the garlic products always available at Stay Healthy Health Food Store. And the wonderful thing is you can go there and talk about you and yourself and your needs and what you do and what you're looking to do. And they are there to make sure that your questions are answered. Because I'll tell you, there's nothing better than a full-service store, a health food store, in the middle of a self-service world. We'll be right back with Jay Levy. Don't go away.
Dance floor is open. Come on, everyone. Let's shake it.
You're young at heart. Let's keep it that way. Stay feeling young with Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, designed specifically to help support and strengthen your cardiovascular system as you age. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract was founded on scientific research and has been the subject of more than 800 research studies over the last 45 years, revealing its significant cardiovascular benefits. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract cardiovascular, blood pressure health, cholesterol, and circulation formulas are just a handful of the many Kyolic supplements that can help reduce the major risk factors of heart disease and promote overall heart health. Organically grown, Kyolic garlic is aged up to 20 months, has no pungent odor, and is gentle on the stomach. Make a resolution today to stay young at heart and keep your cardiovascular system strong for years to come. Get Kyolic today, available at fine natural health retailers nationwide.
Life Seasons is committed to providing high-quality, condition-specific supplements that support a healthy and vibrant life. Life Seasons is guided by a simple yet powerful belief. Best ingredients. Best formulas. Best results. Life Seasons clearly states the levels of each ingredient, and all products are magnesium stearate-free, gluten-free, and made with the purest ingredients available. Life Seasons does extensive research to develop their condition-specific formulas and are guided by four core philosophies in the development of its formulas. First, we take a naturopathic approach, meaning we try to get to the base cause of the illness and trying to bring the body's own innate healing force into play to heal the patient inside out, or metaphorically, from the ground up. Second, we incorporate an eclectic approach. It means that the doctor or practitioner is going to choose from a wide range of treatment options and opt for the one or ones that seem best, as long as the treatments are natural, holistic, and non-invasive. Third, we use doctrine of signatures, which is one of the oldest aspects of a foundational tenet of scientific investigation, observation. Ancient herbalists noticed by general and close observation of physical characteristics of plants, things like color, shape of leaves or roots, growing conditions, environmental preferences, and animal usage, that plants gave clues as to what uses as food and medicine they might be effectively used for. Lastly, we formulate tonics. Did you know that the oldest systems of medicine in the world, TCM and Ayurvedic medicine, teach about and use a class of medicines known as tonics as their highest, best treatments? Tonics allow the body to work its way into balance, and balance cures faster and more deeply than any external force. See the complete line of Life Seasons products at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston. Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, Lou Paradise had the same problems that you have. He cured his pain. He eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin Pain Relief and Healing Cream. Toprasin relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take our word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you hurt, and we want to help. We're so sure that Toprasin will work for you that we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Toprasin. Toprasin is available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston. Ask for Toprasin and visit Stay Healthy today. Toprasin, the last pain medicine you will ever need. And you can sleep on that.
All right, I'm back. I want to remind you to head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. It's your one-stop full-service location for everything health and nutrition. Did you know they're in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley, and they are Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer? That's longevity, and with that longevity becomes, a more comfort for everybody that shops there. Great knowledge, great expertise, a comfort zone, great dialogue. Get your questions answered. And because they carry only the best of the best, you're not going to make a mistake when you're choosing. So check out all the great products at Stay Healthy. Check out all of the products from Kyolic. They have amazing products available in a couple different categories. So just ask for them by name. They can show you exactly what's available, and you're going to love adding them into your daily regimen. And it's going to be something that you're not going to want to miss, especially in today's world where we really do need the benefit of the protection and in so many different categories. You'll find Stay Healthy at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Remember, email your order to the store. Send them an email at contactus@stayhealthylasvegas.com. contactus@stayhealthylasvegas.com. And when you get there, your order will be ready at the store when you arrive. Today, we're talking with Jay Levy. We are talking about Kyolic garlic and all the benefits. And I did have a question that came in, and it says, should you double up on garlic when traveling? And I think that may come from maybe a fear of what's going on now and an extra protection. How do you feel about that?
Well, absolutely. It's okay to double up. Once again, they're water-soluble sulfhydryl compounds, so you can't get too much of them. And if you get too much of them, the body just excretes them. So to particularly this time of year, it's interesting just with the media, and I'm sure you've spoken about on the show, just with the coronavirus all around the world, we're hearing about it constantly every day. Well, the reality is 33 million Americans have had the flu this flu season. 12,000 Americans have died from the flu. So, when the media gets a hold of something like the coronavirus, that's all people think about. But the reality is, we got a flu epidemic here in the United States that's so far has been worse. We always need to be careful and mindful of, these kinds of epidemics. Absolutely. But we're absolutely in the throes of it. So it's more important now to take care of yourself than ever.
Well, and once again, you and I have both said this, and probably not just here on the show, but privately and even thought it. You can't control the germs that come at you. You can't do anything about what's coming at you. The only thing you can do is protect your environment, find a way to protect your body from the inside with healthy food and rest and water and all that good stuff. And, of course, great supplementation, and build your bubble wrap around you, if you will, and get your protector mechanisms, because it's not like we can control it. It's going to come at you. You're going to touch it. You're going to breathe it. And we might as well just make sure that we're more prepared on a health choice level.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Doing all the right things, getting as much rest as possible, eating a healthy diet, getting exercise, washing your hands, all those things are very important.
It's so funny that out of all the doctors and everybody that I'm listening to, the chemist and the scientist and the biochemical people that are on there, it's interesting how every single one of them, no matter who they are, what country they come from, the first thing they say when they're talked about prevention is wash your hands.
Yeah. The CDC, I believe, that's really the number one recommendation to protect yourself, against the flu, is washing your hands.
And, when I'm traveling, I do carry hand sanitizer with me. I've never was that way before. But, I can't get up and always do 20 to 30 seconds of hot water and soap all the time. So I figure, that kind of fills in the gaps. And, I feel weird squirting into my hands and using it. But I'm thinking to myself, safe than sorry.
Absolutely. I think extreme times call for extreme measures. So you got to do what you got to do to stay healthy.
I agree. Here's a question. This one just came in as we're speaking. It says, is there absolutely any benefit to allicin?
Allicin is the gas that's formed when you cut, crush, or slice garlic. And allicin is a very unstable compound with a half-life of about 20 hours. So when you cut, crush, slice garlic, and you let it sit there. It's real strong. It's real pungent. And then after an hour, not quite as strong. After 2 hours, it's a little bit different. After 20 hours, Allicin's converted to dilodisulfide, dilotrisulfide, a whole myriad of oil-soluble sulfur compounds until, you know, it becomes something completely different and somewhat stable, not quite as harsh, not quite as odoriferous. But to say Allicin has no benefit, I don't really want to say it that way. But like I've said many times, you know, it's not the odor of garlic that's responsible for the benefits. And Allicin is an oil-soluble, very stinky compound. Maybe once again, you know, it happens to work for the plant. So maybe it keeps bugs away. Maybe it does other things like that. And you know. With garlic supplements, because they've been cut, crushed, sliced, and manufactured, there's no Allicin in any garlic supplement. There are other stinky oil-soluble compounds that, when you take it, would probably prevent mosquitoes and other ticks, fleas, other pests from bothering you, but it's not Allicin.
Okay. Here's a question. It says, I started using the Kyala garlic per my doctor for helping to bring down my LDL cholesterol. He said he had read studies on it, recommends it to all of his patients. He's a cardiovascular physician. And I was using it, and about 4 months later, went back in, had my levels checked, and my cholesterol had come down dramatically. But what had changed also was my blood pressure ratio. And I couldn't believe how much my blood pressure had come down. And he just said, yeah, it's effective for blood pressure too. And I was surprised. I had no idea that it would make a difference, but thought I would pass that on for anyone that may be thinking to go that way.
Yeah, no, I've said it many times. Aged garlic extract, kyolic, has a positive impact on every single major cardiovascular risk factor. There's not a single drug or another nutrient that has been shown to have a positive impact on every single cardiovascular risk factor.
Is there a better way to take the kyolic garlic? I mean, some herbal products we take usually on an empty stomach, and I know we've talked about this, but you know, the thing I like to bring it up is because there's new people listening. They may be working into their daily regimens and thinking, okay, do I take this with my herbs in the morning, maybe my ginkgo or my greens? Do I take it with my vitamins? Is there a better or best way to take it, and is there a wrong way to take it?
Yeah. No, I don't think there's a wrong way to take it. I think just compliance, taking it, you know, once again, every time I talk to our research and development department, you know, the main message I always get is, you know, it's not necessarily important how much you take, because when you do research, you've got short-term studies, long-term studies, high-dose studies, low-dose studies. You have all different types of protocols that are used. And what's most important is that you take it every day and you keep the sulfhydryl compounds bioavailable and present in your blood. So it's just important that you take it every single day. Now, we've talked about, I say it's personal preference. You know, take your supplements regardless of before, after, whenever. But for me, you know, on an empty stomach, you're as acidic as you're going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Once you eat something, your pH goes up, you become less acidic. So it just makes sense. It's a better time for nutrients to pass through the digestive system, you know, to get into the body. But, once again, some people like to do it before they eat. I always take supplements with a meal or a little bit after.
Can you take it with a smoothie? Is that enough?
Absolutely. That's a great way to do it. Absolutely.
You know, I find myself lately, I drink a lot of green tea, hot green tea, iced tea, green tea. But I find myself, you know, when I'm making my green tea, putting in the liquid drops into my green tea. It's just something I started doing a couple of weeks ago. And, you know, besides putting it all the other ways that I take it internally, I just add maybe 5 to 10 drops and I put it right in my green tea and I drink it. And it doesn't really change the flavor at all for me, because I think my green tea I use is pretty pungent.
Yeah,
But I just figure, you know what? You know, you get to be older, and you're not at home all the time, and you're dealing with the normal germs that come in contact, you know, we come in contact with every single day. Out in Las Vegas, it's a little bit of a different thing, because we are a germ pit for, and people come here from all over the world. And people say, well, I don't go down to the Strip. I don't go to the hotels. I said, yes, but all the people that are there that work there come in contact with the people that are coming to visit. And then they go to the grocery stores and the stores and the gas stations and the doctor's offices, all those places that we go. So letting down your guard is just like going down there and sitting in the airport all day long. So we have to be aware and we have to be on top of our ball.
Yep. No doubt about it. And like you said, I mean, we're coming in contact. It's a small world now. People are traveling all the time. We're coming in contact with things that we haven't had to deal with before. And it's best just to be as prepared as possible.
Here's a good one. This says, hey, Jeff, tell Jay thank you for the Lucky 7. It has made a dramatic difference, and I even notice that it gives me energy. I saw there wasn't garlic in the base, so, of course, I'm still taking my Kyolic garlic. I don't want to give it up, but I've been using it for about 3 months now, and it just makes me feel better in a lot of ways.
Yep. No, I hear that so much, and thank you very much for the positive comments. Great formulation, great product. And you're right. I mean, maybe we did kind of drop the ball by not adding aged garlic extract in there, because it certainly helps with circulation and, you know, just making sure, just as an adjunct to the other nutrients that are in there, making sure they get to where they need to go. But super positive remarks about the Lucky 7 and lots of people that are getting positive benefits.
You know, I like the garlic separately because Lucky 8 just doesn't ring well with me.
Yeah, that's true. Well, and you know, I mean, a lot of times with formulations, which is good and bad, you know, it would be very difficult to formulate something like Lucky 7 with aged garlic extract and really get a therapeutic dose. You know, you need about 1,200 milligrams of the aged garlic extract, and you know, that would be, you know, essentially four capsules. And, you know, I'm with you. Sometimes it's better just to have them separately, but just don't forget it.
This question we have answered in the past, but I know there's a lot of women out there, probably more than men, that would like to know this. It says, I have a history of being allergic to sulfa or medications that have sulfa in them. I'm wondering, because there is natural occurring sulfur in garlic, I haven't made the chance or taken the chance to be able to try it. Now I'm wondering, are they different? Are they the same? Will I react? Because I react terribly to the sulfa.
Mm-hmm. No, I get this question on a pretty regular basis. You know, typically people that are allergic to sulfur compounds or garlic are really allergic to the oil-soluble compounds, the harsh odoriferous compounds, the ones that I've talked about through this natural aging process are changed to water-soluble compounds. So typically people that are allergic to sulfa do not have any problem with kyolic. But go to Stay Healthy, go to your local health food store, and chances are they'll have a little sample pack of it with a couple capsules where you can try it just to make sure.
You know, thank you for that. I think that answers it very, very completely. And I think that will answer her question. And I know a lot of people, I get these little texts all the time with people asking this question, you know, so it's not just something that, you know, we used to answer a long time ago. It's still present as a concern.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, once again, if you have an allergy to something, you are going to be careful. And, you know, once you've had some kind of attack, it's scary. And you know, You do want to, you know, to watch out for it. But once again, have not, in 31 years, have not talked to anybody that's allergic to aged garlic extract.
Do you have as many vegans and vegetarians using your products?
Well, sure. You know, we have, once again, liquid formula is vegetarian. We have tablets that are vegetarian. We use some veggie caps for a couple of different forms. The whole line's not vegetarian or vegan, but absolutely.
You know, there was a time, you know, being in this industry as long as we have, when my vegetarian friends way back when would never take supplements because, you know, food quality was a lot better and they were able to get a lot more nutrients. And the ones that were doing it right, I'm not talking about the carbitarians, the ones that just live on pasta and sugar and bread, saying that they're not eating animal products. I'm talking about the true-to-form vegetarians, the ones that measured their food and sprouted and did their greens and did it right. it's amazing how many of them now, we're still friends, 20, 30 years later, are now supplementing, you know, vegetarian, vegan vitamins. They're using vegetarian, vegan fish oils in the algae form. They're bringing in more flaxseed oil. They're bringing in probiotics, and they're bringing in kyolic garlic. And when I asked them, I said, what's the change of mindset? And they're just like, food's bad. You know, we can't get what we used to get. Even when we try to do organic, you know, we're still not getting everything we need. So we know we have to supplement. And I think it's a great awareness that the ones that are doing it right have learned, and that they're following those protocols, because they're really setting the pace for other future vegans and vegetarians.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, once again, if you're interested in health, you're going to look into things and try things, and, you know, something you should always be doing. And, the food supply is a little bit different than it used to be, a lot more packaged processed food, but we're talking about, you know, people that watch it pretty close. So, but always a good idea to err on the side of caution. And once again, we're talking about prevention. We're trying to keep from you know, getting sick. We're trying to stay healthy. So here's a way to do it.
You know, I know people that have not been able to eat garlic in their food for whatever reason, but were able to use the kyolic garlic in supplement form. They don't know why. I mean, it's just something, it just works better for them. There was something in the regular garlic that either upset their stomach or made their, you know, skin itch or something. Because today, you can be allergic to anything. It doesn't matter. People ask me all the time, is anyone allergic to this? And I'm like, I have not heard about it. Could they? Absolutely. Everybody could have an allergy to something, but it's interesting how they did that crossover, and they were able to, those individuals, utilize the product but not use it in food form.
Yeah. Well, you know, once again, in today's world, there's so many people with allergies mm-hmm. to things, and you know, all kinds of things that you know are relatively new, and it's just, you know, compromised immune system, and frankly speaking, you know, it's to me, it's just lifestyle. If you eat right, exercise, and do the right things, chances are you're going to be healthy.
Mm-hmm. Do you think there's anybody out there that could not benefit from kyolic garlic in one way or another, even no matter what age they were?
I would say everybody could benefit from it, absolutely.
Yeah, I think so too. And the more that I learn along the way, it's never too late to start doing the right thing for your body. It's never too late to finally come to the understanding that it's time for a change, because anything that you change, even if you quit smoking today after smoking a long time, your lungs instantly start to repair and start to become healthier. You may have done major damage that might get you sooner down the road. Let's just face it. I know many smokers that quit and 20 years later got lung cancer because of it. But I also know that you can change a bad habit and your body starts appreciating the good things that you're doing almost immediately.
Yeah, absolutely. The human body is phenomenal and has a way of repairing and rejuvenating itself and does it even better with proper nutrition. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
You know, the more that we talk, and I love our chats because I think that this is so important and it just makes such good sense. And, you know, and I know that you get to see people when you're at Expo, people come to the booth and tell you their stories, how they're doing. People pass on stories from their customers and, you know, from family members and friends. And, you know, is there anything better than that? I just think that that's so good.
Yeah, no, it really is gratifying to work in an industry, you know, where we're actually helping people and, you know, doing more good than harm, which, you know, that's part of the Hippocratic Oath. We're not doctors, but, you know, I mean, if you do it long enough, you kind of figure a lot of things out and you know a way to do it that works.
You know, anything that you want to say in closing about kyolic garlic, either about the line or about how people should approach starting to introduce this into their daily regimen?
Yeah, well, like I said, it's a foundational nutrient. Everybody can benefit from it. In today's, you know, modern society, just the scourge of modern society probably is, you know, stress, inflammation. Inflammation is, you know, considered the root cause of most diseases. Aged garlic extract, you know, tamp down that inflammation and keep the body in a healthy, normal state. So I'm with you, Jeffrey. You know, it's never too late. Don't think that it is. Don't give up. you know, the more you try, the better it's going to get. So just, you know, go to Stay Healthy, talk to the staff, and they'll help you.
I want to thank you so much. I can't wait to see you in person. I'll see you before you know it. And have your running shoes on, your comfortable shoes, okay?
Sounds great, Jeffrey. Thanks for having me on.
Have a great day, Jay.
Thank you.
My guest today, Jay Levy, representing Kyolic Garlic. Isn't he great to listen to? It's just fun. You know, he makes things really interesting. And, you know, when it comes to this line of products, their quality and their integrity is well known in the industry and actually around the world. You know, like he said, they're in, what, 50, 60 countries. You know, and the people that use this product, they use it for the effectiveness, they use it for the quality, the integrity, the consistency of formulation, and because of all the different formulations that you have to choose from. And, you know, the foundation, the common denominator with all of this, of course, is the garlic that's aged. And, you know, people think to themselves all the time, how much differently does my body react to this? Well, it does. It reacts differently. And the reason that it does is because of the fact that it is different. It's aged. And, you know, I think what you have to remember is aged garlic extract is something completely different than using garlic. I love using garlic in my food. I make sure that everybody around me uses it as well, so we all smell the same. But the thing is, you know, you don't want to be that standout smell like lasagna and an antipasto salad in the room when no one else is eating garlic. Because let's just face it, it comes out your breath, it comes out your stool, it comes out your urine, it comes out your sweat. You know, the last time I was at the gym on a treadmill, the person next to me, I know what they had for dinner because you were smelling it and it was strong. And I just smiled, I didn't say anything, and I got off the treadmill about the same time he did, and he went, garlic? And I said, woo. And he just said, I knew it. And I said, you know you can take, he said he's using these little garlic oil pearls that he got from the drugstore. And I said, you know, you can use the Kyolic garlic. It's so much better and it doesn't smell. And he's like, write that down. So I did. So I'm sure converted another one over to the best garlic that you can possibly get. Head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Let them help you help yourself be as healthy as you possibly can by answering your questions, having a dialogue with you, making sure that you're kind of heading in the right direction. It's confusing. Let's face it. It's not easy to be able to just head in a healthy direction on your own because, you know, we're impatient. We want a magic wand. I do too. You know, and we'd all like to make all these changes by tomorrow because chances are we've been ignoring it for a long time and we've been seeing the changes going on and we probably kept wishing and thinking that we'd wake up one day and it would all be gone. Well, reality is an ugly thing. Reality pops in and you realize that, you know, I do need to do something about this. Stay Healthy Health Food Store can help you out with that. Not only are they Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer in their fourth decade, but they bring all that longevity, the knowledge, the expertise, the passion to the way that they get to work with you every day. They are amazing at what they do. And when you're trying to get healthy, nothing else is more important in your life. You know, and I say this all the time, it doesn't matter how successful you are, how much jingle you have in your pocket, how many properties you own, companies you own, how much money you got in the bank and investments. That's all fantastic. You get sick, you lose your health, guess what? Guess what you're thinking about every day? Getting healthy again, getting your health back, trying to recover, trying to move forward, wishing you would have spent time along the way focusing on your health and not just turning up the radio like when your brakes squeal in the car and you don't want to deal with it, you turn up the radio. We've been turning up the radio on our health for a very long time. It is time to start addressing things when your body starts talking to you. Go to Stay Healthy's webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. Print some coupons. Use them in the store in your next visit. Leave your email address for future newsletters. And, of course, you can listen to the podcast of the show at Stay Healthy's webpage whenever you want to or it's convenient. And, of course, give them a thumbs up on Facebook and make that part of your day because their posts are awesome. And for convenience, you can email your order to the store. Send it to contact us at stayhealthylasvegas.com. Contact us at stayhealthylasvegas.com. And your order will be ready when you arrive at the store. Stay Healthy, doing what they do for a long time, a full-service store in the middle of a self-service world with the best of the best in every category. Why? Because it's awesome and because what they do. And they know the importance of getting your healthy, being healthy, staying healthy, and being on your side when you need help and support. Do something great. Check out the Kyolic line at Stay Healthy and have an awesome day. Be well and God bless.
Thank you for tuning in to the Staying Healthy Radio Show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health with the best guest in the industry, helping all of us to get healthy, be healthy, and stay healthy. For your convenience, podcasts of the show are now available at my website, drjeffreyburk.com. Simply click on the archive icon to make available on-demand podcast downloads. Make sure to visit Stay Healthy Health Food Store for all your nutrition needs. Stay Healthy provides reliable, responsible, relevant service every single day. I look forward to talking with all of you soon.